Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio with author, speaker, and your host, Pat Rulo, serving you a generous helping of everything you need to know to help you and your loved ones stay safe during any doctor or hospital visit. The program is not intended to replace medical advice from a licensed professional, but rather to encourage you to become a well-informed participant in your health and well-being. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Hello and welcome. I'm Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety, where each week we delve into little-known healthcare and hospital hazards, as well as other fringe topics that affect your health and well-being. I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me, and today I have lots to share with you. So, let's dig right in, shall we? Well, today we are going to find out how to become more emotionally intelligent and why it's even something that we should be aware of. My very special guest is a fellow radio host who shares her program on our very own Speak Up Talk radio network. She is Bonnie Bonadeo. Bonnie is a speaker, coach, author, radio host, branded as the Connection Coach, Beauty Inside and Out radio show, and president of the Beauty Agent Network. Bonnie was one of the 2013 Enterprising Women and graced a 2016 cover of Salon Today. And she is a certified emotional intelligence speaker, coach, and two-time best-selling author of Success in Beauty and Empowering You, Transforming Lives. A beauty industry veteran, Bonnie speaks authentically on her struggles and successes as a person to foster growth and awareness in others and embodies her brand of connecting you to you. Lots of learning to go on here today, so let's just get started. Welcome to the network, Bonnie.
Thank you so much, Pat, for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, we've been working together for a little over a year now, but it just occurred to me that we haven't had you on the program, so I'm excited today, and I'm excited about our topic. So I am interested to learn more, and I know our listeners will be too. Emotional intelligence. Now, I know we've all heard of intelligence before, and actually emotional intelligence kind of hit the scene as a popular buzzword, but I'm still thinking that it's a mystery to many people. So let's kind of drill down to that. What is emotional intelligence?
Oh, that's such a good question. And you're right. It's a big buzzword. And I think that there just has to be some level of clarity in the easiest form to be able to understand it. So if you looked at a pie chart and it was divided into three areas, let's say one of the areas was intelligence and the other area was technical expertise. The third area would be what you'd consider to be the emotional intelligent area. And that would be classified as soft skills, being able to be a good leader, a good listener. And I think if you look at it from that kind of that three-part pie chart here, you'll be able to see that anytime that things go well in our lives, anytime that we have good or bad situations happen, they're usually falling into the area, or the good things happening, they're usually falling into the area where it's considered soft skills. But what we do is we go out into the world, and I want you to think about this from like a company that's hiring somebody, you know. On a resume, they absolutely positively want to know where you've been educated at. And then they absolutely positively want to know the technical skills that you have to be able to perform the job that they have up for offer. But nobody ever dives into the area that makes the greatest impact in employee happiness, company satisfaction, great cultures, and that's always in that arena called emotional intelligence. And I think if we really spent more time connecting with people on that level and focusing our relationships in that area of emotional intelligence, we would probably have better relationships overall.
Mm-hmm. My passion is the patient safety, patient advocate world. And I know my listeners can really relate to what I'm going to say right now. If you can't still figure out what emotional intelligence is, think about when a doctor approaches you either in an exam room or in the hospital, and they're talking all the technical, they know all of that, but you just wish they had what we call bedside manner, which boils down to, I would imagine, them tapping into that emotional intelligence and those soft skills that can really, I think, catapult somebody from being a great surgeon to just somebody that's revered and regarded by patients everywhere.
Oh my gosh, I use that as an example all the time because, of course, not one of them is any more important or relevant. Because if you are going to go see a doctor, let's say that you are going to go have a surgery, you want your surgeon to be smart, right, and intelligent and have a medical degree, graduated college, all that good stuff. You want them to be technically savvy in that particular type of operation that you're going to have. And what happens is that we walk away from these situations sometimes and we say, I don't know. I know I need to have it done, or I know it's probably the right thing to do. I just wasn't comfortable making the decision to do it. And that usually is because it falls into that area of our brain that says, okay, you're smart. You've got all the data, but I don't trust you or it just yet. Mm-hmm. And we have to be able to bridge that gap between data and comfortability, which falls under that level of trust. And that's where emotional intelligence comes in.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm glad we touched on that. So why is this something that interests you?
Well, you know, that is the ever evolving story of my life from, you know, starting out at a very young age of being, you know, just a go-getter child and not afraid to talk to anybody. And then at 5 years old was, you know, kidnapped and sexually assaulted by the neighborhood pedophile.
Oh, my God.
And when you have a situation that happens to you like that, I don't think you realize the impact that it makes on your life at any given point. And although although I felt abused and violated, and although as I was getting older, I was overcoming those things, I didn't realize the impact it was making on me until I was, you know, in my late 30s and into my 40s, that I absolutely hadn't really healed from this particular situation. So I had relationships that were going bad. I was twice divorced. If I had a male boss, I was like livid. I hated him. I had a hard time working for people that were very dominant to me. And in cases like that, Pat, sometimes we think that that situation turns us into victims. And in fact, my level of victim ended up turning me into more of a villain, a fighter, somebody that would protect myself at any cost. And when I went into that real part of my life and tried to have healthy relationships and healthy work environments and levels of success, I wouldn't let anybody in. And that started to affect me. And I ended up going to this program that my friend introduced me to. She goes, come to this program with me. It might be interesting. And it was an emotional intelligence kind of introduction course. And I was sitting there going, oh, my gosh, they're talking to me. And so I ended up coaching with one of their trainers. And I'll never forget when she said to me, you know, in this process, and she goes, you know, how much energy do you exert on fighting? And I'm like, no, that's just the way I am. Take it or leave it. It's who I am. She's like, what would you do if you didn't have to fight all the time? And I'm thinking, I'm not fighting. This is just who I am. And she says, who could you be if you weren't fighting all the time? And I remember that sentence really hit home with me because I had never thought about who I could be if I didn't feel as though I was overly having to protect myself from not feeling safe in the world. And when I was able to consciously heal this particular situation and other situations that kind of like layered on top of it, I finally realized that I was able to heal myself emotionally. And that at that point, I was so much more emotionally intelligent, not only towards my own situations and circumstances, but towards other people's situation and circumstances. I'm much more compassionate as a person than I ever have been, because I get that we all have a history and we all have a story.
Oh, wow. Bonnie, I did not know your story, and thank you for sharing that with us. And I'm sorry that as a little person you had to go through that. That I'm still kind of reeling from shock from that. And you know what it's teaching me as we're having this conversation? I look at you and this last year and your work and you and just your picture, and I see this beautiful, happy, vibrant go-getter, and I listen to your podcast, and you make a judgment about this person. This person has it all. Wow, look at this. And you never really think, oh my gosh, what might have been her history or her past. It's very, very fascinating. Thank you for sharing that. It's teaching, I think, teaching all of us a lot on many levels here.
And it does. And I think that it plays into the world today because we're overwhelmed by information. We're overwhelmed by choices. We're overwhelmed by should we be right or left or, you know, blue or green. And I think that what happens is that we take on this enormous amount of stress. And we start living in that world of stress. And then we take on different emotions like anger, fear, you know, submissiveness and all of these other things. And they're not healthy places for us to be at all. And they're not healthy towards other people and the relationships that we're in. And, you know, after I did the work and, you know, continued to stay in coaching, continued to get the support that I needed to be able to realize that, oh, I got some work to do on me. That's when it turned around. So the picture that you see, Pat, that says, hey, this girl looks like she's got it together. Uh-huh. It's because I did the work to really connect back to myself and my story and my past to be able to say, I can't let my past keep affecting my future. It's not fair to me and it's not fair to the gift that I'm bringing to this world. Mm-hmm. And so I would say that to anybody, any of your listeners right now, that, you know, we all have a special gift to be able to share. But if you're constantly in that, you know, what they say is survival mode versus thriving mode.
Yes.
And there's a very distinct line in the sand between those two. I was doing well in life with the exception of, you know, getting divorced a couple times and not getting along with male bosses. But it started to build up. And that line in the sand of saying, I'm successful because I'm a survivor, but it was a lot of work. I wanted to cross over that line and be somebody that was happy, joyful, and thriving. And emotional intelligence made that difference for me to be able to do that.
And you bring up a very excellent point, the difference between surviving and thriving, how many of us survive instead of thrive and how that actually affects our health as well. And you mentioned the word that you did the work, and it is work. It's not something you can just gloss over and think, all right, I've dealt with that. So, you know, we all have something in our past, I'm sure, that creeps up, that sticks its head up, that we need to pay attention to. So how do you support people to become more connected to themselves?
Well, I think one of the biggest things, you know, like when I got introduced to being able to do a radio show, for me, it was being able to have a voice. And my voice was to be able to not only share what interested me and my stories, but to be able to allow other people to have that platform to share their stories, and like what we're doing here today. And so I really feel like it's not about hiding it anymore. Like what I know to be true, to have a successful business as an entrepreneur, and I specialize in branding and marketing with my clients, is that you got to make it about you. You got to tell your story because people connect with people. They don't connect with companies, products, or services. They connect with you. And then they eventually try your products or services and then do business with your company because of you. And we have a tendency to kind of not relate ourselves to other people because we think, oh, they're not interested or nobody's going to understand. They're going to judge me. But when you can take a hardship and turn it into a success story, people are all over you. Because here's the deal. Reality TV, like The Voice, and, you know, dancing with, you know, those dancing shows and all those type of reality competitive shows, they're all based on that very same element. The theory of how they do that is based on sharing a story because they want us to connect with that particular contestant and watch the show over and over again so that we can see how they do. Mm-hmm. It's a formula, and it's a formula for anybody to be successful. The problem is that most of us don't believe that in sharing our story that it can heal us, and it is, in fact, one of the greatest healing opportunities you can have is to be able to have a voice and share your story, because there's other people out there that need to hear it and can be transformed by your story.
Oh, absolutely. We'll probably have a lot more podcasters show up now after hearing you. They're like, all right, I'm going to start my own podcast and talk about my story.
It's true. It's very popular right now. As a matter of fact, I was looking at a new term, you know, podcaster, audio influencer, because radio host is kind of outdated.
Yes, you're right. An audio influencer. I like that. I like that
phrase.
Isn't
that nice?
I do.
I kind of like that too.
I think I'm writing this down. We are audio influencers.
Mm-hmm.
So what does emotional intelligence look like, let's say, as seen in everyday life?
You know, everyday life, I would say that it's really looking at the fact that as humans, we're going to judge. And I think that we all see that very clearly, how things are going in the landscape of society today, that people are very judgmental. It is natural and human for us to judge. It's the difference between how we react to certain situations and that level of reaction. And you've heard those type of expressions before 100 times, but, you know, I'm a reactor. My tendency as a fighter mentality is to be able to want to immediately react to things. And I've really learned that my reaction is coming from an emotional part of my brain and not a logical part of my brain. And if I can get to that logical part of my brain as quickly as I can, then I have the ability to make a different choice and potentially a better choice that has more compassion attached to it than judgment. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see people be more emotionally intelligent on a grand scale right now, because I think that we truly need to be connected to one another, and we truly are more alike than we are different. And I really think that, you know, we can all rise up together. I mean, this whole Me Too movement with women right now, great, good. I could say I'm a Me Too too, but, you know, that's not where I want my voice to go. I want my voice to go that if we start having a voice and being more vocal in what's not working for us or what's not right, mm-hmm. then it's going to stop. Then we're going to, but that has to be done with compassion. It can't be done, you know, in a way that all it's doing is making another person
yep.
feel bad or look bad.
Yep. You're absolutely right. 100%. We are living in a climate that we've never quite seen before. I don't feel like I've ever seen this before. I just stay quiet. I don't say anything to anybody, because then you're so judged. And it makes me think about emotional sabotage, how you have to protect yourself mm-hmm. from that as well. And who it is that you surround yourself with. I think that's probably pretty helpful when we're talking about emotional intelligence.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think from a leadership piece too, you know, like all of my friends and clients that work for corporate companies, they complain about the same issues over and over again, the culture, the lack of communication, the, you know, it's all about the numbers and everything. And so I'm a big advocate for leaders to be able to have a much better understanding of the emotional intelligence approach to leadership, because you can get so much more out of the employees, and it creates such a much more robust, profitable, and happy culture for employees to want to continue to work there. And yet, you know, you can still make the bottom line relative in it. But mm-hmm. I think people just want to be treated good. And here's one of the expressions that I use a lot. We judge ourselves based on our intentions, and we judge others based on their actions.
Mm-hmm.
And in that little gray area, if I judged somebody else based on what their intent was, what was their intention? Did they mean to do that? Was it intentional that they did it? Is it even about me? Or is there something going on with them that I don't have enough information to create a judgment on them?
I like
and if
that.
We can just ask ourselves those questions, we tap into a more intelligent part of our brain to be able to be a more caring, loving, and compassionate person.
Do you think that as people get older, they tap into emotional intelligence versus when you're young and you're kind of a hothead and know-it-all? Do you see that at all?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that, because I think that, you know, that age where we start feeling more comfortable in our own skin and we're less concerned about what other people are saying or doing towards us or at us, I think we grasp it. But here's the thing, why wait?
Yes.
I mean, can we be more emotionally intelligent at a younger age?
Yep.
And have more progress with what we want to be able to achieve in life.
Exactly, to be aware of it and work on it earlier rather than let it just kind of come naturally, and hopefully it does. But I've been noticing that with myself. I've forgiven a lot of people who have been really pretty unkind toward me, which I would not have done when I was 20 and 30. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, either I'm evolved or I'm just getting old and tired. I don't know which one it is.
I think it's a little bit of both. If you think about it from the spectrum, when children are born, that part of the brain is not even developed. The neocortex part of the brain is not yet developed. So they're really running on emotions, which is why children are irrational. Mm-hmm. And we can't, like, calm them down when they go into fits. They don't have that part of their brain fully developed. And, you know, that takes years and going into early adolescence before that part of the brain starts to connect with the emotional part of the brain. And then as we get older, and I think because based on experiences and circumstances, that playful, emotional, joyful side of us also gets a little hardened because, you know, we've lived life mm-hmm. and we've lived experiences. But I think at that point, we just become practical. So if there's a balance that we can make at this critical part in our lives of being emotionally connective and yet, you know, still intelligent in a way that has us make better decisions and treat people with more respect.
Wow, you are amazing. You really know what you're talking about here. And I think you can change people's lives and change the culture of businesses. And you do that.
I really want people to have the understanding that, you know, the connection that they can have with themselves is a great investment for themselves. And I know a lot of people shy away from, you know, sometimes the self-help or the coaching opportunities or attending a program or seminar or even reading a book. But you know, if you feel that your life isn't as joyful as you want it to be, tap into something or somebody, even a podcast, and, you know, and just really look at what could be missing for me and how can I fulfill that? Because at the end of the day, I think that we want to be happy, but I also think that we want to be a contribution to others.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just take a small step and head in the right direction, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Your website, is there any place else folks can go to learn more about you and purchase your books? Where would you send them?
You know, I'm going to say that BonnieBonadeo.com, but if people really, if you want to be in action, you want to be that courageous implementer and be in action, you can go to ConnectWithBonnie.com, and that goes right to my calendar to set up a complimentary coaching session with me to be able to talk about what could be some next opportunities for you in your life.
Oh, that's brilliant. I like that. So the website is BonnieBonadeo.com. Let me spell it. It's B-O-N-N-I-E. B-O-N-A-D-E-O, BonnieBonadeo.com. But like she said, if you're bold and courageous and you're just ready to take some action, go to ConnectWithBonnie.com, correct?
Yep, that's it.
ConnectWithBonnie.com. Wow. Well, before we wrap up, any final words before we head out?
No, I just want to thank you, Pat. I love what you're doing. I love how you're a contribution to everybody, and certainly you've been a contribution to me in Beauty Insight and Out Radio to get more listeners and to get more people involved in really believing that beauty is on the inside.
You were a blessing when I met you. I thought, yes, I'm so excited to share your program. I'm sorry it took a year to get you on, but we should do this again sometime.
Perfect. Love that. Thank you.
Listen to Pat Rulo and Speak Up Radio. Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards. To learn more, go to speakupandstayalive.com. That's speakupandstayalive.com.
Hi there. I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, the voice of Mrs. Green on the airwaves. Mrs. Green's World is a global movement of ideas and actions made up of people who care about their own health and the health of this planet. If you're interested in things like clean water, clean air, clean oceans, or would like to know more about just what it means to live a sustainable life, you will love to hear what our guests from all over the world have to say. Please visit our website at mrsgreensworld.com to learn more and to become a part of our world.
Well, we all know it. The holidays are upon us, and that means scouring the malls, the internet, and our minds for gift ideas. Why do we always rely on the usual? Socks, shirts, food, always the same thing. Well, this year I have an answer for you. Subscribe to the monthly Tiny Drops Club and receive a sparkly, purpley, bubbly package with 3 organic essential oil goodies delivered to your home or your office or to a friend each and every month. That's right, fun essential oil sprays and roll-ons that not only have cool names, but also can actually do some good. We have 2 collections, the Naughty Collection and the Nice Collection. Our Naughty line has humorous yet highly useful remedies such as Nomo B.O., a deodorant that doesn't contain the 7-plus harmful ingredients found in commercial deodorants. Or how about Kick Butts to remove lingering cigarette funk? Or then there's our Nice Collection with solutions for just about any health issue, such as Chill for stress, Melt for anxiety, Snooze to help you fall and stay asleep. We even have one called Speak Up. So go ahead, check out the website, tinydropseo.com. The EO stands for essential oils, tinydropseo.com, and send a monthly subscription to everyone on your list, including yourself. It's only $23 per month, and you can cancel at any time. It's a fantastic way to try essential oils, especially if you've never used them before. We believe that life is serious enough. Using your essential oils shouldn't be. So shop naughty or shop nice this holiday season at tinydropseo.com. That is tinydropseo.com. Or you can call me 440-725-5462. You can order by phone. Just leave me a message on the radio studio line. 440-725-5462. Tiny Drops, big results at tinydropseo.com. Well, there you have it. And if you'd like to share today's program with a friend, visit speakupandstayalive.com or speakuptalkradio.com. And you can also subscribe and get the show emailed to you each week via iTunes or iHeartRadio. And if you need a speaker for your next event, I'd love to help. My presentations are fun, fast-paced, and life-changing. So call me and let's discuss the details. 440-725-5462. That is 440-725-5462. From church groups to Kiwanis, hospitals to libraries, senior groups to associations of any kind, I have lots of healthcare and patient safety solutions to share with you. Visit speakupandstayalive.com or call me 440-725-5462. Well, gotta say bye for now, but you know I will be back next week. Same time, same place, but you know me, never the same information. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice.